Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What's the missing ingredient in business and marketing? In this video, I'm going to open your eyes to what many of you don't really think about when it comes to business. Marketing your business, getting more clients, making more money. Right now, before I go into this, I'd like you to do me a favor. In the comments below, before we get started, press pause now and write down what you think is the missing ingredient in business. Is it not knowing about marketing? Is it not knowing about sales? Is it not knowing about lead generation? Just write down, pause right now, and just put in the comments section what you think is the missing ingredient. And throughout this video, I'm going to give you the answer. For so many of you, it's like, well, it's marketing. I don't know the latest funnel strategies. I don't know the latest paid advertising strategies. It's content. I'm not very good at engagement, and I'm not very good at coming up with content ideas. Let me burst your bubble. You're not a good coach. Now, I speak on this video with authority and expertise as a professional coach. I coached on the gym floor and online for over 15 years. In fact, still, 24 years later into my career, every day of the week I'm coaching. There are trainers asking me about science. Even yesterday in the gym, I was on a leg curl in the gym and somebody came up to me and asked me to explain why I was doing what I was doing. And then 10 minutes later, I'd gone through biomechanics and the explanation, and the guy actually said to me, is there any chance you can coach me? I was like, I don't actually coach anybody one-to-one anymore, but whenever I'm in the gym, more than happy to give you some advice. So why is coaching the missing ingredient? By the end of this video, do you know what I hope? I hope that you start putting your head back in the books. I hope that you go on some courses. I hope that you start learning your craft better. Because, you know, it's fair, clear to see in the fitness industry at the moment, which I am fully supportive of, huge opportunities to make a lot more money. Huge opportunities online to build and scale. And I'll be honest right now, the opportunity to be wealthy as a fitness professional is more readily available right now than any time before. However, you're really going to struggle if you're not a good coach. So let me tell you why coaching is key. The science, the theory, and the practical aspects of coaching. You can jump in and out of marketing gimmicks and strategies and systems and try. What reason do people follow you? They don't follow you for the marketing that you do specifically. They follow your knowledge. They follow you because of what you can help other people achieve. If you're struggling to present very, very good results right now, it's down to your lack of knowledge. It's down to your inability to assess a program and know when it needs changing. It's down to your inability to be able to assess your clients when they start with you, whether it's online or personal training, and know exactly what they need to be doing right now. It's your lack of knowledge around human behavior, personal development, because you're unable to help your clients and identify why they're struggling. It's your lack of ability to be a personal trainer on the gym floor and look and see what your clients are doing wrong. It's your inability to watch a video online and go, I know why that RDL is hurting my client's back. I know why when they do the split squat, it's hurting the hips. I know why when they do a lunge, their neck hurts. Now, you're not supposed to know this information straight away. What about if a client was 14% body fat and you just were stuck with understanding where to go next? It comes down to your lack of knowledge. There is a lot of theory and not just experience in how you get somebody in better shape. What about when you set somebody up on a diet and they just don't lose any weight and you think the client's not sticking to the plan and the fact is you've given them too many calories? What about the fact that your client's doing exercises and getting bored and getting frustrated and you don't know how to progress your clients or regress them if they need to pull back at any given time? Here's the other thing. That's the coaching, but that's your ability to get results. But let's look at the missing ingredient in terms of business and marketing. I'm speaking in this video right now that will go on my YouTube channel. It'll go on iTunes, on the podcast. And it is out there as authoritative educational material. I'm speaking from a place of experience. I'm speaking from a place of education. And by the time you're watching this video, I hope a few minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever we're up to right now, I've captured your attention long enough for you to start building your own relationship up with me and going, is Mark credible? Is his knowledge something that I want to learn from? I think there's a lot of trainers at the moment doing anything they can on social media to get a lot of attention, which is key. But then attention doesn't go any further. Somebody keeps seeing you and goes, oh, love the entertaining content. You're in great shape. Great. But at what point do I actually start to know whether you're the right coach for me? Your values, your ethics, your knowledge. Am I seeing any of that? Very often, no. Can you write about what you know? Very rarely. So then you're going, but I want to build an online business. I want to have more clients. I want to grow my business. I want more. But what you've got to do in business, you've got to market that. You've got to write emails. Now, of course, the new world of AI and ChatGPT, you can put something in ChatGPT. Be my guest. But if you're not educated as a coach, what it fires back at you, you won't know whether it's right or wrong. I see some horrendous examples of coaches saying, what's the best way, 5 best ways to lose body fat? And it will talk about genetics. And that's, for 99% of your clients, completely unnecessary. But I've seen coaches put this stuff out in the hope that people are going to be, oh, this is great. But is it aligned with your brand? Is it aligned with your knowledge? Can you read something like that and say, perfect, that sits within my knowledge and scope of practice? More than likely not. Can you create a video like this and speak educated on the subjects that you know? Can you hold conversations with your clients? Can you go online on Zoom and hold a 20-minute presentation for your clients? Can you run a live event for your clients and stand up and teach subjects? Very likely not. So when I talk about the missing link, you know, still to this day in our Complete Coaching Academy, we teach the science and practice of coaching. If you want any of our help, just click the link in the description. But here's the problem. So many coaches are going straight down the business and marketing route saying, that's the best way that I'm going to be able to build my business. Do you know what happens with that? Is you're going to have an increase in revenue, more than likely, for pushing the business forward, and you're going to have a retention problem. Clients are going to start leaving. Why? Because you can't push them forward in terms of the knowledge, the skills, and their ability to get better results. Clients are going to start leaving because there's no progression to the program. It's just one-dimensional. Clients are going to get to a certain point and their results are going to stagnate. You're not going to be able to keep your clients engaged and inspired in a community. So I'm using this video, I'm using my platform today to say to you, and I did this, I had a business mentor, I did business courses, I studied marketing, I studied the science and theory of practice of coaching. I did it all. I blanked out a lot of my social life to be able to upskill in multiple different areas. But I have a platform now, and my passion is to be able to say to you, of course I teach business, I teach marketing, I teach lead generation, I teach sales. But then we run into this brick wall where our clients, the clients that we work with, people like yourself watching this video, aren't able to do the lead magnet because you've got to create a PDF with valuable content that your clients will understand. And yes, you can go into ChatGPT and have something written together, but then if it's not aligned with what you know, then it doesn't complement the brand. You got to write emails. You got to create reels. All of this stuff needs to come from an educated place. So then you start copying things and start pulling things from different places, and there's no integrity there as a coach. As a result, you'll have this spike in income, like I said, and then a drop down when you can't keep your clients long term. Not a lot of coaches, not a lot of business coaches. Business coaches don't want you to drift off and do education somewhere else. Now, we have coaches in our program where we will readily always tell them, you need to spend time learning the science and theory and practice of coaching. And when they do, alongside all of everything that we're teaching, their business grows and it stays growing and it stays consistent and they retain their clients. So please don't get fooled that the only thing you need to learn is business and marketing. You do need to learn the science, theory, and practice alongside becoming better in business and marketing. And when you do, it'll all come together. You'll be a lot happier. You'll be a lot more fulfilled. Your clients will stay with you a lot longer. Your revenue will be going up over time. And more importantly, you'll be getting results. Now, if this was of help for you, I hope it was, then please make sure on the channel you click like and subscribe. If you want to know more information about how we can help you, then just go into the description, click on any of the links, and you'll find all the information there. If you are listening to us on iTunes, please do me a favor. Drop me a message, say hi, or share the podcast and help more fitness professionals to have more fulfilling and successful careers. For now, take care.